Let's rock and roll. Let's call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Murphy.
Here.
Buffo.
Here.
Perry.
Here.
Payne. Robbins.
Here.
Stuber.
Here.
Hey, want to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We welcome you to remain standing, if you would like, while we pray. Heavenly Father, this is a very tough time, and we thank you that you have not fallen off the throne. Lord, we thank you for guiding the village of Tolono as we seek to do better and be better in everything. Father, we thank you for your wisdom for our police department. We thank you, Father, for your wisdom for our board as we go through and we look at the tough decisions we have to make and make sure that we are making the best decisions for all the people that live in our community. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Public comments. Come on, one up.
Okay.
Actually, did you guys sign in?
Yes.
Can you hand that up?
Yep.
Since you guys are like a mile away. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, Kim. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. So, last time I came in, I was kind of talking about permission to do the event and everything along those lines, and I actually talked to Community Blood Services of Illinois, and that's who all of our proceeds go to, and that's who organizes the blood drive at the event. So, I was talking with them, and since they're down 87% of what they typically are during this time of the year for blood donations, because no one's really donating because of the whole outbreak going on at the moment, they actually went ahead and gave me documentation from the Department of Homeland Security explaining how the process of what my event is and how it solely benefits blood banks that we fall into that category. Which is actually on the last page. I don't know why it's up on my tongue though, sorry about that. But on the last page, I went ahead and highlighted certain regions talking about how blood drives and everything along those lines is still permitted during these times.
Cool.
So I just wanted to pass that along. I also filled out the paperwork for shutting down the
you
road,
did.
And I attached one of these to
so. Perfect. Well, since he's here, do you guys want to vote on this permit now?
Sure.
We'll just skip ahead.
Sure.
It's in your board packet. It's on
August 8th and 9th.
Okay. Yep. So I just need a motion.
Okay.
Normally on these kind of events, we waive the fee, but it's up to you. We can do it in two motions or do it all in one. So for whoever makes the motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the special event permit for Adam Munns on
August
8th, 9th,
yep.
From and waive the $50 fee since it's a charitable
second that
event.
Taryn seconded. Roll call.
Buffo.
Is Vicky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Perry?
Yes.
Payne? Oh, he's not here. Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Any.
Okay, let's make sure. Vicky, do you have something to say?
Sure.
Right. Make sure you call the village to remind us on Friday morning.
Okay.
Just in case it gets forgotten, and we'll make sure we get barricades sent out there.
Okay.
And then you guys in the past, you can put the barricades out for the event and then pull them off the side of the road, and then we'll come get them on Monday.
Awesome. Thank you.
So, but make sure you call us and remind us, because with all the stuff going on, we might forget. So, all right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We have a lot of stuff going on with engineering. We've kind of voted on most of that. We've had a few meetings. Ryan, do you want to talk to, about any of that?
No, I think we're in, on our side is good.
Meeting.
Good point or good. Sorry, I'm tired today.
I think good, we're all tired right now.
And we just had a meeting yesterday on our grant, so Randy's gave them everything supposedly that they were needing from us, so just some final tidying up stuff. And
I just got the template for letters of support, so I'll look through that over the next couple days and try to get those out on Monday. So it's kind of where we're at. Now it's kind of a waiting game. There was some information on the sidewalk grant. I can't remember. I don't think it's been posted yet.
Yeah, I think Tim was just going to start getting stuff back together for it last time.
And then there was another grant we kind of looked at, but there's just no way that our engineers can do another one on top of everything else we're doing. And,
oh, why not?
And
come on.
Brandy run out of the office screaming if we give her any more work. Auditors have started. Did they call you, Justin?
Oh, yeah.
The auditors?
Yes.
Okay.
I talked to them yesterday.
Auditors have started. I think they're going to do most of it.
They're doing most everything remote. Nate was here today to do what he needed to do in the office.
Thank you.
But he's done with that. Everything else is going to be remote.
I told him he could have that back office for as long as he wanted it because we have the door that shuts, but I think he was happy with remote.
Yeah. Their upper management didn't want them to be in places more than they have to be.
Which makes sense.
If anybody has anything they want the auditors to kind of look at special, or if you want to talk to the auditors, a lot of times they'll call different board members. The guy's name's Nate, and he's got a weird phone number. It's at
815.
Yeah, it's an 815 phone number.
It's probably just his cell.
It's his cell. It is his cell. But you're welcome to talk to him. If there's, they'll look into anything because they work for us, and they're going through our books to make sure everything's compliant and no money's missing and all that good stuff. So don't be surprised if he does call. Feel free to call them if you want to. Brandy's got all their contact information. So, all right. PD, do we have anything? Our stoplight got taken out.
Yes.
Did you
get it back up? Fixed.
Oh, they took it out.
Yeah. You got hammered.
That was a Sunday night late phone call. We can't get a hold of anybody. And I'm like, why are you calling me? So Mike finally went. I finally got a hold of Mike. After I called Mike. Medcad called Matt. I called Matt. And then I called Mike, and then Medcat called Mike. I think Medcat tried to call you too. And so then he finally called me back after Medcat called him. So everybody must have been sleeping really hard on Sunday night. So Mike went out 11, 12 o'clock at night, put stop signs out. And we might think of doing something differently there. At U of I, we have stop signs that fold up onto the post. So all you have to do is take a key, you unlock them, and you fold them out.
Yeah, they took out the posts. So.
Well, it's there now. It's back. Yeah, it's true. But they put them on all four posts. But you are correct. They did take out the posts. And then Justin and I were talking. He doesn't know where this unless they told you.
No.
I don't know where maintenance keeps the stop signs. So, but maybe it's some communication you need to get
out. I know they have a lot of their signs underneath the stairs in the newer part.
And I know they keep some at the sewer plant, too.
Yes.
So we'll have to get some communication, maybe work on getting some different signs. So that was interesting. And they got it fixed pretty quick.
Yeah.
It did cost us, I think, $1,700 or something because the battery backup didn't work. So I told him to go ahead and replace it.
And I told Matt to go ahead and put, there's a couple bulbs out.
Oh, is there?
So they're going to fix those two at the same time. No. Because that's the $4,000 or whatever that he wanted for the stoplight, whatever it was in the budget. So
I guess they look new because they put the new stuff around them.
Who hit it?
Don't know. It was a hit and run.
Oh.
How do you take out an entire stoplight and
to break
no
away.
One knows?
Well, you do it and you...
Well, they almost took out their
take off.
Yeah, insurance they, place.
Being a pickup truck.
Yeah, if you go look, you see the tire tracks.
Oh,
There may be some video that we can put out eventually. So,
but they're made to, from what I understand, if somebody had something, they're made to give and not be like a solid, but evidently it was a good enough truck that it took it out and was able to keep on going.
Yeah. I'm surprised we didn't get phone calls on that.
I'm sure we could ask the bank or Casey's.
It'll do.
It's
didn't
good. Yeah, it'll do.
There's
we've
already,
yeah, but it's there's video, yes.
It's far away.
Yeah, the bank video wouldn't see it. The Casey's, maybe you can see the truck drive by if we can figure it out. So okay. Yeah,
unless the dentist, I don't think, as far as I know, the dentist.
Well, that's kind of a brand new space for him too. So who knows? All right, so that's kind of excitement for the PD. Anything else?
Well, I have caught 10 cats in the Broadway board area. There's a giant population of feral cats, and they're minus 10 right now. But there's still plenty of them out there.
And Justin's got some complaints about catching domestic cats. But if they're out and about, loose, they are a violation of ordinance.
The ordinance, yes.
So, and some of your traps got sprung, too, didn't they?
I kind of think so. I've moved them. Well, I haven't yet. But they're probably going to move to a different area. Try over there for a little bit. I'm hoping soon to maybe start getting the body cams out and getting one.
Oh, perfect.
I got to work on getting maybe different mounts. We have a variety to see. But those should be going hopefully soon. And I did sign up for a camera grant with iLetsby. That would reimburse us for the cost of the cameras. It wouldn't be for everything we paid for, but it would be for the
equipment.
$1,800 that we paid for the cameras. I'm not sure if and when I'll hear about that, but hopefully when I do, it's good news. I get a lot of money from that. And other than that, everything, knock on wood, has been running good.
That's not wood.
Well, that's the
woodish. Cool. Any other questions for Justin? All right.
Treasurer's report.
I do have some public works stuff, too.
Perfect.
Matt got the Fisher's trees down today.
Perfect.
And one of them's taken out, and the other they're going to take out tomorrow or Thursday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. So that went good. He planned on taking it out this week anyways.
Oh, perfect.
As far as we're still getting complaints on west side of town with Nate All Balls, I don't know his address off the top of my head, about drainage. So,
three emails about water. Nate,
we've had a lot of water
there's,
lately.
Honestly, we can pump some water here or there,
yeah.
and Mike did Thursday or Friday, whatever it is.
Standing water,
but there's a slight blockage somewhere, but until we can get manholes in, we can't.
Is that the corner of Whitehead and Holden?
Yes. And that all attaches together at some point, actually heads east. So, and Matt shot some the manhole cover lids for heights, so even if we ditched and put some culverts in it, that'd be minimal help. So until we can look at adding manholes, cause even putting the video camera in, because it's normally it's a like a trolley because it goes in a usually at least minimum 12-inch line. Since these are 6 or 8, it's a spot like that. So all these drains go in at some point 90, so you can only get so far. So that's why even the video camera, we're going to have to add manholes at some point. The tree at 407, it says 409 on here, but it's actually 407. It's right on the border of being ours or not. The problem is Matt's going to call the American Power because it's the power line, the tree, and their house. So Amron's going to have to take it down no matter what, just because of the location of it. So he's going to call them and see if he can get that. The board, the schedule is board for June is all complete. So
cool.
Encourage anybody going there to look at it. One thing I would like to do, it's not going to be anytime soon, but their restroom, I don't know if I could literally sit on the toilet in there without getting stuck. It's that tight.
It's tiny.
So it's something we need to look at least making it where anybody would want to use the restroom there. Not that they will, but just...
How about the ash tree that has been marked for
I just read that.
No. James is the 407.
The one in your backyard?
It's actually near my front yard, but yeah.
So do you know an address? I can look at that.
No, it's it says large dead ash tree located on the boulevard across from the church. The Methodist church.
Okay.
It says it has a white X on it, and it's been there for a couple of years.
I know he has on his list some trees to cut down. He got Amron's, did quite a few of them for him while they were here. Why that one wasn't on the report or why they didn't trim it back for power lines anyways, the 407, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then in the board packet, if you could just, if that's verbiage is okay for the sign on the recycle area.
We're gonna
just basically saying it's Tolono Village residents. If you throw,
well, we're that's in. Oh,
yeah, she added it. She added it this afternoon. So
okay.
He'll get that ordered if that's verbiage is okay. It's pulled basically from what Vital and Ogden have on theirs.
I want added the ordinance too. The statute.
Okay.
Where are these going to be put?
What's that?
Where are these going to be placed?
It's going to be right on the recite. It's going to
be a big sign one, right there in that post right in front underneath the camera.
Yeah. So it can be read. And then on 308 Holden, that resident actually came in when I was in this afternoon. They said they had a street light on their pole. And it was turned around towards their house, so they asked for it to be turned around toward the street because that is pretty dark through Holden there. And when they came out, they just took it down and didn't put anything back up. So they're saying they need approval from the village to put one back up there.
Right?
It had to be Amron, yeah. So as long as we got, I don't know who. So
Amron's saying they need approval to put it back.
Yeah, from the village.
We took it down.
To take him down.
I don't know how all that works because I've never done.
Well, Matt talks to the Amron rep that does the lights.
Okay.
Matt should be able to do that one.
Hey, Brian, on the recycling notice, there is a typo on the very bottom line. So I just want to make sure that we looked at that before we got it printed. It should be inside. I think just a letter is missing.
Okay.
So you wouldn't want to just take it as is. Just give it a look and...
Thank you. And I think that's it until we know what our budget is.
It's
Speaking of the budget, have you taken a look at the IT requests? I have, but he's waiting for comments from you.
Oh, I left that completely up to you two.
Okay.
It's completely up to you.
Then I suggest that
cheap as possible, but okay. He's pretty good at finding deals.
Yes, he
if
is.
We give him a budget and let him have free, you know, this is what you can buy, go find it.
Okay. I will talk to Brian then.
And he really wants micro 360, right?
365.
Mm-hmm. And if we get 365, correct me if I'm wrong.
He could correct you.
Oh, Brian's. But he wants 365, and then it'll change our phones over. It'll change.
Phones won't change unless you guys want to do that.
Well, isn't that why you wanted 365?
Office 365 will give you guys the redundancy for email, among other things. Teams, so you guys can continue to have meetings like this if you needed to in the future. And it can replace the Google Drive with something that we own, so it's not publicly accessible.
Okay.
Then if we want to go to Teams for the phone system, we can.
The locating people should be in town tomorrow to start locating some of those water leaks.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, it'd be nice to get those.
And then I told Matt just on all these drainage issues, just when he gets them, you know, just tell him we'll look into them and then to have the resident email us so that we keep getting aware of it and then we can address those. So I don't know if that's something he can do something about or take care of. But if it's the same issue, he kind of pretty much knows
what it is.
Yeah.
But
he knows
if we know too. And sometimes we have to be reminded.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So if you start seeing more emails on that, that's what that's for. There was one other thing. It might come to me later.
We got a break in the action. Phones were brought up. Our phones are terrible. The caller ID, if somebody calls, if I don't write the phone number down in the first second, it's not on the caller ID, so I have to ask them for the number that they're calling from. So that, in my opinion, is not very handy.
Okay.
I mean, if somebody...
So if we want to go to Teams for phones, that's not in this year's budget line that I sent out, but I can get that information added.
Well, we're not approving a budget tonight, so we can add it.
All right.
All right, so anything, we're done with that. Any budget questions were there? Randy sent it out again. We need to cut. So, any questions on the budget?
I do have a question. So, a lot of these engineering fees go back to our water and sewage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know there's been talks about not raising that this year and all that, but it's coming out of general funds right now. That's a lot of our deficit. So,
yeah, water and sewer really hurts our budget. Bottom line a lot.
So I'm just putting that out there that
which fees?
A lot of our engineering.
Like most of our engineering is coming out as water and sewer.
You know, and the lift station project, you know, I know but that's still fees that aren't that's still coming out of general funds, so I just want to keep bringing it up so people are aware it's not going away. It's not gonna go away until we increase stuff. And at some point, it'll get to a point where we're going to have to sell it because we have no choice. I know it's not ideal times, but...
Now, this bill was the first bill for the increase, right?
No. We voted to put it off until September, so it won't be up. It would kick
I
in
mean,
until
I
September.
Said it would have been.
Well, yes,
it
I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. Would have been.
So I know that doesn't correct all of our shortfall, but that helps tremendously. if we actually are applying those fees to what I think we should be applying them to.
The only comment I have about the water is I know there was a lot of complaints about people not knowing that they were flushing the lines. I don't know if there's a way for us to communicate that. Some people had some really murky water and
low water pressure.
Low water pressure, and
we can put it out on the rave if they're signed up for it. We have a mass notification system.
I just saw it on Nextdoor, and then I started getting emails.
My wife just told me about it yesterday.
Yeah. They increase the chlorine and stuff, so it it's supposed to.
I just would like a way to inform the residents around there so they know what's going on.
I mean, we can put on the water bills too, but from just my history of people complaining, they don't read those notes either. So, rave in the water bill.
Yeah. And like I said,
set times and days.
What's that?
Do they have set times and set days that they know that they're?
No, they call they. They say they're doing it, and then they call Illinois American Water, so they know to bump our pressure up and to add more chemicals to make up for that deficiency. And so they know the week before, I think, maybe.
And they can pass that information on to Rena, and then Rena can get it out on Rave. So, but people have to sign up for that. But it'll also go to Next Neighbor and Facebook, too.
But if Matt is proactive, it can also be put on the water bill.
But it could.
Because that...
Well,
you're talking about that's a month.
The problem was he was notified last week, and then they did it this week, so it would have missed water bills anyways.
Who did it? What do you mean he was notified last week?
I don't know who does it. We don't do it, do we?
We do some. We do, like, I know... Remember how we were doing we have the automatic flusher on, and I think that got moved out to the trailer park.
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
It's not there anymore. I thought they moved it to the trailer park.
It might be there, but it's not there anymore.
But we do some lines. We'll go around and flush some lines, but American Water comes in and flushes lines too.
Yeah.
So who flushed yesterday?
If the water bills aren't possible, maybe it's Ray, and it's our website, and it's our village Facebook page.
I mean, that's why we bought Ray.
Things can get shared, and people can tell their neighbors, and those might be the best ways with which to do that on a short turnaround.
Yeah.
So that's why we bought Ray, was for that very purpose. All right. Anything else on that? Good. All right.
I'm sorry, can I go back to this for a second? We talk about Rave a lot, and I think it's amazing. I love it. I know it's going to be foggy and different. I think it's great. Maybe we can do a little bit more to continue to promote that.
Well, put it on the water bill bills periodically.
Once a week, we're sharing it on our Facebook page, or there's just an opportunity there, I think, to reach more people.
Can Brian put it scrolling bottom of our...
I think it's on our front page of our website, isn't it?
It's very easy to do.
Yeah, it is. It's on the front page on the right side. Brian, it was asked, could it be scrolling across the bottom of our meeting here?
Let me look into that.
All right.
Could we have a break in our meeting and have a rave commercial made?
I can certainly play one of their videos.
Let's do that at the top of every hour or something.
All right. Were there any sewer credits in there? I don't remember seeing any. Pay bills. What's pay our bills? Any questions on the bills? Do you have a question?
No.
Okay. Just need a motion.
Motion to pay bills as presented.
There you go.
Second.
All right, roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, approval of the regular session minutes for May 19th, 2020.
This is 2020.
I have a question about executive session. Remember all of the old tapes? Did we ever get caught up on those? I mean, there was like years and years of them.
I've been working on them every chance I get. No.
Oh yeah, never mind. That was a dumb question. Thank you. That was a completely dumb question.
Motion to approve minutes from May 19th, 2020.
Need a second?
Second.
I guess we have to roll call it.
Yes. Second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. The policy manual got sent out today. I have not looked at it. I apologize.
You just got it today.
I know.
Yeah, it was. Vicky gave me some input, and then the only other question I have is at the, well, one, is this going to be paper copy or online only?
Why? Well, we normally give them a paper copy when they come in. We hire them, and they sign off on it.
Okay.
And then they can take it home with them if they want to.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because I don't want to change formats and fonts and everything. But the last one on the appendix, it says forms, job descriptions, pay table, bargaining unit, and computer and technology use policy. Do we have any of those?
We do.
Yes.
We have job descriptions. We only have one bargaining unit. That's the full-time police officers.
Okay.
And I'll have to look, but I know I was sent years ago the computer and IT use policy.
We give it out when we have a new employee.
So we do have all of this.
So we may need to review it for sure.
Because it says forms. I didn't know what forms you were talking about. I assume forms when they get hired, like those types of documents and stuff like that. But.
And a lot of our employees don't even use the computers. Like, I think we were just talking about this, that Woody has an email, but he's never ever logged onto it.
Pay table, and then I need the computer and technology use policy. That's all I need.
Perfect.
I was just going to have an attachment to that. And Vicky sent me some recommendations on the thing I had with the sexual harassment policy. We just condensed it down to one brief area of the thing instead of seven pages of the same thing. So all that's in the one.
You'll be fired.
Basically, yes. And then I took out a lot of the, I don't know, be a good person, be a good worker of the village. It was just kind of like you kept saying over and over, like, first impression, be kind. So I put all those into one.
Thank you.
So.
Cool. Any other on that? Thank you for all your work on that.
I just need the.
I just said I was do it.
Going through that, and I didn't know one if it was on paper or presentation, and I needed those forms for the end.
I mean, you could put together a really cool PowerPoint, and new employees could have to sit down and go through the PowerPoint with a little video.
Videos? Oh, I'd love that. Love that.
What, Vicky? What, Vicky?
I'm alarmed, part of the reason Jared did not get that out until today, because I failed him. Got caught up in the whirlwind of life in my day job and didn't get him notes in a timely manner. So I apologize to Jared that I didn't reach back out to you until even earlier today, I believe. And then, you guys weren't able to get it and review it before today. Yeah.
We're getting her done, though. We're making progress, which is nice. The next thing on the agenda is review the police department hazard pay. I'd like to continue that until the 21st of July. That'd be our second board meeting in July. And I'd also like to think about making that permanent for our part-time employees. The only two part-time employees that we do have right now are both retired, experienced officers, and we're not paying them very much at all.
He's already got the text up there.
So that's perfect. So that's something we can discuss back in July. And then if we hire another part-time officer later on, they'll start at the lower rate. But that's something to...
So you want to extend... I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I want to extend the hazard pay until July 21st.
Right, but then you said what?
Then I would like to make that just a permanent part of their salary. So that would be their salary bump. I mean, that's okay. A budgetary thing, so it can go into the budget. But it's just something to think about, especially for those two officers. We're budgeted right now for four full-time police officers and two part-time. We have one full-time police officer and two part-time officers because our other full-timer is deployed. So they've got plenty in their budget for it, but we haven't passed the budget yet this year. So, but it's just something to think about when you're thinking about budget and different things. For those two part-timers, I mean, they're working weekends. I mean, they're retired guys, and we're working them like
crazy. We have what the definition of hazard pay is?
Do what?
I know we approved it, but do we have an actual, like, specific definition of what the hazard pay is or why they're getting it? So just,
well, it's for the COVID. And
but do we have it in writing?
Jones, no, I don't think so.
Other than what might be stated in minutes?
Yeah, I don't think we did. Mm. So
it's a great question.
I don't know if we legally have to put something in there because it's regarding salary and...
That's also a great point.
It's a good document for the employees that it's a temporary adjustment at the courtesy of the board. So maybe you could just do a short note that reminds them that on such and such date, the board adopted a pay bump that reflects COVID, and that it's set to sunset on whatever date it's set to sunset. And that'll kind of cover your tracks pretty well.
Do we still have ads out for part-time?
And we actually have some applications.
We get one here and there, not at a steady stream, but we got one yesterday. Then it would have been a while.
Forwarded you one. A little while ago, I believe. I'll make sure that I did.
I'll get with you after the meeting and double check on that.
Okay.
Make sure I got it.
All right. Oh, I guess we probably need to vote on. Do we have to vote on the hazard pay, or is it just continue? All right. So I need a motion for the hazard pay.
Is it July 21st?
What did I say, 21st? What did I say? 21st. July 21st.
Motion to approve the hazard pay extension to July 21st, 2020.
Need a second?
A second.
Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. We already did the special event permits. Don't have any sales things. Nuisance file, I don't think there's really anything new on that. Do you have any updates on that? No?
No, okay. I've got a call from, I just saw the message today, I didn't call it back, but from a defendant that's well known to us. And
yeah, I think he was supposed to be here tonight.
I'll call him tomorrow and let you know what I find out.
Okay.
I'm assuming nothing's changed on the properties.
I'm assuming, too.
Oh.
So we had a landlord come into this is a little off, kind of on the subject, but off the subject.
Sure.
But we had a landlord come in and complain. God, Monday, I think it was. I can't remember when I got cornered.
Last
week. Was it?
Because I wasn't here yesterday.
Must have been Monday last week. I got cornered. He said he was going to be here at this meeting, but he's not here. In our ordinance, and it's been in our ordinance forever. I mean, it goes back way long before anybody on this board. It says that landlords are responsible for water and sewer of their tenants if their tenants don't pay it. I mean, I'm summarizing it. There's more words in there. It's been on and off enforced over the years. About 3 years ago, we found out we were missing, we had $30,000 worth of unpaid bills into the sewer, water and sewer, that were just like, you decided to move across town, your account got a number added onto it and it went into no man's land and it didn't get billed out. Or if you didn't pay your final bill, nobody was keeping track of that. So we went with, we started recovering those through a debt recovery service, and we try for at least a year or so to get it from the last person that was there, even if it was a tenant, and then it goes to the landlord, right? Well, that's happening on one of the properties of one of our landlords where this tenant moved 4 years ago. I think it's a $120 bill or something. I mean, I can't remember the exact numbers of it. And now the landlord's mad because we've tried to get the tenant over the last couple of years. We can't get him. Now the bill's gone. It's the landlord's responsibility. And he's mad about us making the landlords pay for their tenants in a lengthy time frame. So just kind of throwing that out there in case there's some discussion the board wants to talk about it. If
you know what, on what ordinance that's under?
No.
I mean, if it's in our ordinance and that's our ordinance, then
yeah. They're
responsible
it's
for it.
It's been our ordinance since the 70s.
Yeah.
At least.
Been in there a long, long time. And it was the board's wish about 3 years ago to actually get the debt recovery going. And, I mean, our water and sewer has always been the bane of our existence here because it, when I first took over, I think, and Ryan could correct me on this, I think we paid $100,000 out of general fund into the water to make them flush for the year. We're just budgeting that in there. There's finally, it's actually doing okay, but we still have enough to make the repairs we need.
As I said, just looking at this, correct me if I'm wrong, Brandy, but are we just making enough to pay for sewage and water? Not including, I might be reading this wrong.
Anybody has questions or that gets brought up again. Like I said, the landlord was supposed to be here tonight to talk to the board. We'll probably come to a future meeting. Anything else for discussion? Vicki, do you have anything?
I do not.
So
50.23.
Okay.
So am I looking at that right, Brandy? So it looks like our dollar amount.
If you're looking at the
second tab on your attachment.
So yeah.
So like May total billed was 84.
Total billed was 83,913. Received was 84,724. Let's see.
What did we have in expenses? I guess
we had to pay Illinois American 24,87, and then ERH is like
11.25
or something like that every month.
Might as well just say 12.
No. So is our
I guess what I'm missing is our actual expenses for the month of May. It might be on here, I'm just not seeing it.
I haven't done the budget versus actual report since we don't have a budget yet.
Okay.
All it would tell you is what we've spent or what we've...
Okay. I'd just like to see with the meters and repairs and all that, what...
I can put it
what
in
we're actually...
One.
And I know you're busy and stuff, so it's... But it would be nice to actually have all the expenses,
yeah.
Engineering
I'll put it in the next one.
Fees or meters.
That actually brings up a great question. With the meter reading software, are we contacting folks when the alerts come up? Mm-hmm. Do you know how quickly when an alert comes up?
Very fast.
Rita's been
Rita
checking
called
them
me
every
the day,
day
after I used my sprinklers on my lawn.
Yeah, she's been checking them every day.
Sweet. It should be able to tell within an hour.
That's what I thought, because it can get down to that.
It reads every hour, but it only feeds back to us every three.
Okay.
So.
But that's good, because it gives you 3 hours worth of time to look at to see if it's constantly running. So, okay, good.
She didn't call me when the mother-in-law left the water hose running all night.
She left. Well, she called my wife because I don't know. My wife's number's on the phone, but my wife said somebody from the village of Tolono called about the water, and I was like, "What?" And then Rita called me, and she's like, "Did you use them?" I'm like, "Yes, we did. We put our sprinklers."
That's pretty slick.
It is
any software, and they can even tell you, like, she can look at it. Someone calls in and say, "Hey, my water bill's just a little bit high. You know what's going on?" She'll look at it. And she looks through the hour usage.
She can print out for you the hour.
Yeah, and it's like, you're using a gallon an hour at midnight. Was anybody awake at midnight? They're like, no. Well, you have a leaky toilet. I mean, it's pretty... She can kind of point it out to them that... And it gets... It's good stuff, I think.
Yeah.
So
I only ask because when the water bills... When people started seeing higher water bills... my wife, you know, she sees all of those things, and she's like, "So I thought you guys had new software." So I said, "We do, and it's working." So I just wanted to confirm that we are actually using it, so that other people know that it works fast, and they see it, and they call you as soon as they notice.
Have you had many complaints on higher bills because they're more accurate now?
Yeah.
How's that going?
As expected. Yeah.
Okay.
People aren't happy, but
we'll send them the reports and show them. I mean, it's in black and white. This is what's going through. So.
Well, and that's what people are forgetting. They are much more accurate to our actual usage than the old. How old were those meters?
Some of them were 10, 15, 20 years old.
Yeah.
So the older those get, the less accurate they become. So,
and they can go either way,
right?
So, because we sent I can't remember how many we sent to go get tested. Matt wanted to send them to go get tested. So we sent a handful, and some of them read more, and some of them read less. As they get older, they just their numbers got off.
It's mechanical.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I like the new system. I haven't really played with it much, but I've watched her print out the reports and stuff.
I think
she sent me one out of concern. So,
yeah.
Speaking of that, I think they did get the last big water in.
Oh, did they?
That last big meter in. We will have a little extra expenses. They had some material for the high school, I believe.
We kind of figured that.
Yeah, that's kind of expected.
So. All right. Anything else, guys?
I have one thing for Justin. I want to thank you for the attitude that you bring to the job of police chief. I want to thank you for treating every person the same that's in this village
that travels through this village, and everywhere else you go where you represent the village of Tolono. Because what I see in you is what I want people to see in police officers that they encounter. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for being who you are.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Cool. Anything else? I just need a motion then.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
No,
I've got to roll call it because some lawyer in this room says we have to.
It's on an ego trip. Yeah.
Buffo.
Power.
Yes.
Terry.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Thanks, guys.